So I wonder, you said this patient was very proactive and involved, whether she brought up the idea of either getting a CDK inhibitor off trial or participating in a trial. Where are we right now with adjuvant CDK inhibitors, and when are we going to see some answers?
Well, some of the large adjuvant CDK4/6 inhibitor trials have already completed enrollment. For example, the PALLAS trial, which is a trial that examined the role of palbociclib in women with ER-positive breast cancer that had been treated with curative intent. And in that trial, patients are randomized to either palbociclib or just standard endocrine therapy. All women, of course, in this trial get standard endocrine approaches. And in the MONARCH-E study, this was a trial evaluating abemaciclib, a little bit higher risk population, patients with locally advanced breast cancer, as well as a subset in the MONARCH-E that have high levels of Ki-67. Again, looking to see whether abemaciclib, when added to standard endocrine therapy, can improve invasive disease-free survival. And of course, there's data and studies ongoing in the adjuvant space with ribociclib, and those trials have either completed accrual or will be close to completing accrual soon. So to answer your question, I think when are we going to see the data? I expect probably in that range of perhaps 2021 when we would begin to potentially begin to see the data mature.